Mollywood Me Too moment. The rot clearly runs deep, but this, as there is no political accountability yet. The left government, and particularly the CPIM, has failed to act on its Me Too accused MLA Mukesh. In fact, the CPIM has backed its MLA, saying that others with similar charges have not quit yet. This, of course, after at least 100 women activists put out a strongly worded statement demanding Mukesh's resignation. In fact, it's absolutely unfortunate that so many women have had to come out and talk about what they had to go through in such sordid detail. And despite the courage that they have shown, the government has failed to act, whether it's the CPIM or even the Congress in Kerala. There are various Congress linked lawyers that have also come under the scanner amid the Me Too storm. Meanwhile, also the film Body, given the fact that actor Mohanlal has finally broken his silence on this, but the film Body has done little to fix accountability as well. The question that we are asking on Left, Right and Center this evening, as the CPIM backs its Me Too accused MLA, is it party over probity for the party? All of that and more coming up, but joining me on the show this evening, Tom Vadakkan, National Spokesperson of the BJP, also Dr. Shama Mohammed, National Spokesperson of the Congress. Annie Raja, a CPI leader, is also with us. And Sanjana Galrani, a South Indian film actor, is also joining us on the show this evening. But let me go across first to my colleague Ishika, who's been tracking this story very, very closely. So Ishika, the latest, of course, is that the police, in a sense, tightening its noose around Mukesh. They're looking at recreating the crime scene. What is all of that about? And also the National Women's Body seeking the full Hema Committee report. So that's important as well.
Well, yes, in fact, you know, as you rightly mentioned, the investigation in this particular case, in fact, is moving at a fast pace. Today, the police team has reached Mukesh's residence in Kochi, and they have, in fact, reached there with the complainant. They are going to recreate the crime scene, and then they are trying to, you know, collect more evidence in this particular case. Now, what is also very important here, and as you rightly pointed out, Vedant, the National Commission of Women has also now taken cognizance of this entire matter, and in fact now the National Commission of Women is has asked for the complete Hema Committee report. Remember that the Hema Committee report that is here in the public domain, these are not full revelations, but whatever we have seen till now, those are very shocking revelations. So certainly it raises the question as to what are those facts that are still not in public domain. Are they more brutal? Certainly, that is also one of the questions. But the NCW has also pointed out that the reports point to serious issues such as workplace harassment, gender-based discrimination, and any forms of exploitation that adversely affect women in the Malayalam film industry. So after this, the NCW taking cognizance and now they've asked for the full Hema Committee report. So when will that happen, and what more details will be there after the entire Hema Committee report is disclosed? That certainly remains to be seen. Over to you.
Right, Ishika, thanks very much for joining us with all those details there. Ishika has been tracking all the details, the latest for us from Kerala, in fact. But let me introduce my panel this evening. Tom Vadakkan, National Spokesperson of the BJP, is with us. Also, Dr. Shama Mohammed, National Spokesperson of the Congress. Annie Raja of the CPI is with us as well. And Sanjana Galrani, an actor, is also joining us on Left, Right and Center this evening. Thanks all very much for being with us. Annie Raja, going across to you first. What happened today would be extremely demoralizing for all the actors who have come out and spoken in sordid detail about what they've had to go through in the Malayalam film industry. The CPM has backed its Me Too accused MLA. So larger questions on political complicity will, of course, be raised, given the fact that the left government in Kerala also sat on the Hema Committee report for so many years.
The fact is that, first of all, we must appreciate the Kerala left front government for taking such a bold decision. Yes, it is true that it has delayed the releasing of a report, but once the before that the state government has decided to constitute Justice Hema committee based on a complaint or a memorandum given by the Women in Cinema Collective, that is WCC, and committee submitted its report, and now some time this government has released the report. And immediately after the report, the impact was so huge. After releasing the report, many women who are part of this Kerala cinema, Malayalam cinema, they have come up, they showed courage to come up and speak out.
Yes, but ma'am, I agree with you that the left government in Kerala sort of formed an SIT pretty swiftly. But the fact of the matter here is that the left government has failed to put enough pressure on the CPM. All the constituents of the government have, in a sense, failed to put enough pressure on the CPM to make sure that their Me Too accused MLA actually steps down. Because, of course, so many actors have said that they face a lot of pressures, they face threats for having come out and spoken about their ordeal. Don't you think this is demoralizing that the party has backed its MLA instead of backing those women survivors?
Now, that is what I am saying. It is government not only released the report, but after that, it has constituted a special investigation team, and they have started their work now. And they are now taking statements from these women who have given complaint or they deposed before the HEMA committee and all. So that is there. Of course, the government is taking very serious steps to see that the women who are working in Bollywood should be sure. Feel confident, and they should have equal rights, and their dignity should be protected. That is what the left government is trying to
okay.
do.
Okay, but ma'am, you still not answered my question. Isn't it condemnable that the CPM has backed its Me Too accused MLA? I'll come back to you, ma'am. Let me bring in Dr. Shama Mohammed on this. Shama, something that the CPM said today was that we are not asking Mukesh to step down because many others with similar allegations have not quit yet. To me, that's a bizarre argument. But how do you see this, given the fact that there are several Congress-linked lawyers also who have come under the scanner and two legislators as well?
See, the Congress wing lawyer, Mr. Chandrasekhar, has resigned. He was the head of the Congress yes. legal cell. He has resigned. Now, Annie Raja G has said something that the left-wing government has done it. How did this happen? This happened in 2017 when Bhavna, an actress, was molested and raped in a car by the instructions of an actor called Dilip, which is yes. very well known. After that, Women's Cinema Collective was formed and they put pressure on the CPM government or the left-wing LDF government to do this to do an investigation on that, and that's how the HEMA committee came in. And this report was ready by 2020, but the CPIM kept it there in the freezer and suddenly released it now in 2024. That is what we need to understand. And according to me, there are multiple FIRs against Mukesh, not one, not two. And if he has some shame, and if the CPM government has some shame, they have to ask him to resign because he cannot continue. You see, when you're an MLA, the investigation cannot be impartial because he still is an MLA. He has police also, he can talk to them, various things. And also looking at the history of the CPM, coming to the Vandi Periyar case, which a five-year-old child was raped and murdered in a house in 2021. In 2023, the verdict came out. And what did the trial court say? The trial court acquitted him. And this person is a DYFI guy who is the CPM's youth wing person, comes from the CPM youth. The trial court clearly said the evidence by the police is lacking, so we have to acquit him. Right. Now, who does the police come under? The Home Minister. And who is the Home Minister of Kerala? Pinarayi Vijayan. There is this case, and also we go back to Valayar in 2017 when two girls, two sisters, 9 and 14, were raped and hanged. Who again was involved? Three of them, DYFI. Again, the same thing the trial court said, evidence by the police is not sufficient.
Yes. So that's an important point you're making, that in a sense compromises the sanctity of the investigation. But before I get Annie Raja to respond to that, Shama, my limited question to you also is, do you think the Congress is on weak wicket when it comes to the entire Me Too investigation as well?
you know, how can we be on a weak wicket? According to me, if there is anybody in my party also accused, should stand down. As a woman, I stand with the women, Malayali film industry women. I think anybody who is involved in any of these should step down, because otherwise there's no impartial investigation. Let's understand this. This is huge in Kerala. Mm. There are women who are affected, makeup artists, stylists, film stars, directors, multiple women coming out and saying that this has happened. And many men, my political friends have asked me, why are the women coming after 8 years? Because when a woman is alone, she's afraid. You know, she can't come out. When there is a committee, multiple women are going and speaking to the committee.
Right. And they find the courage perhaps to come out finally, that the focus is whatever. But you made an important point that as a woman politician, you stand with the survivors who have come out and spoken out, you know, in this entire Me Too movement. And Tom Vadakkan, come in on this, because this is not just that is confined, you know, a movement that is confined to one industry. You've had actors from across India, from Bengal, from the Telugu cinema, from down south. You've had so many actors come out and speak about their ordeal. But we haven't really seen politicians across party line come out and say that we stand with these women, whether it's the central government or, you know, state governments in various states. This is something that we see across industries.
This is Vedant becoming an epidemic in across the political, you know, mainstream. Fundamentally, there is this whole question of safety of women in workplace. CPM has been notorious for their cover-up operations. The similar situation is being seen as West Bengal. Crimes do occur, but when the government goes into connivance to protect people, that is the huge issue. Crime can be investigated, crime can be solved, the guilty can be punished. But when the government machinery comes in and tries to protect people, that's where the problem arises. Hmm. That's happening in West Bengal, Vedant, that's happening in Kerala. Now, let me add one more thing. Shama Mohammed was very eloquent, and when she said the CPM is bad, and I mean, I accept it. I am not denying all that. She's perfectly justified in what she's saying. But Vedant, I would also like to bring to your notice the new cycle that is going on in Kerala. An ex-AICC member, her name is Simi Roosevelt, has gone on television and has gone on gone to the press talking about the couch that exists in the Congress party. Vedant, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because I know a lot of people
Well, those are unsubstantiated claims, and perhaps I don't want to make it about, you know, we're talking about the Mollywood, you know, the film industry and the rot that runs deep. Let's not make it a BJP versus Congress right now, because, I mean, parties have to come on the same page.
No. The intention is, you ask me a broad-based question.
Yes.
I'm telling you this exists across the board.
Yes.
So let's not be holier than thou. Let's examine ourselves, find out where women are troubled, and the workplace matter needs to be addressed across the board, whether it's left, right, BJP, Congress, TMC, whatever.
I take your point. Absolutely. In fact, let me also tell you that for the longest time, neither the Congress nor the BJP had an internal complaints committee in many, many states. Of course, the situation is grim when it comes to that. But Sanjana Galrani is also with us. Sanjana, as I said earlier, women from across industries have come out and shown tremendous courage in having to talk about in sordid detail what they went through. This is a story that is that we see across industries, isn't it? I mean, being an actor yourself, have you had to encounter, you know, these all-boys clubs as they are, you know, in having to make your mark as a successful actor?
It happens. You have people of all kinds in all industries. Firstly, I'm feeling really bad that a very prestigious industry like Malayalam industry is having so much bad said and done about it, whereas Malayalam film industry is one industry that produces the finest films in the country. I, as an actor, I have worked in Malayalam films, I've worked in Tamil, I've worked in Telugu, I've worked in Kannada, I've worked in Hindi films, I've worked in 55 films that are protagonists. Of course, yes, it would be a lie if I would tell you that I haven't found people who hit on you. I would definitely agree to the fact that everyone is not bad, but there are some people who, you know, think that, okay, if she is influenced, means she is available. And this moment is for all those people that, you know, every woman who is here has dignity, has self-respect. You cannot take women for granted. This is a strong moment which has happened. But an irony of this moment is this particular issue arrived to the victim. I don't like to take her name on air in 2017. And Hema committee was formed in 2017. Everything has come to light in 2024.
Yes.
Investigations were done in 2019. Imagine the plight of women. All the victims' names are out. Imagine women who have complained in 2019 have to face all everything that they have told in 2024. Imagine they will be well settled right now. They are not, maybe they are not even in the industry. Imagine they have kids now. Imagine what they'll explain to their kids now. Imagine what will they explain to their husbands, their in-laws. They themselves will have such challenges in the society. So all this has to sum up. And this is just not a film industry issue, or this is not a political issue. It is very ironical to see that as soon as something happens, all the political parties come into your party is like this and your party is like that. On a humanitarian ground, this needs a remedy. We are complaining that we need a stringent, stricter law in the country so that things like how what happened in Arjitar College doesn't happen. She was not a film actor who happened to suffer in Arjitar College. You will tell the film actresses who told you to come in film. They will not tell this happened to you, we really...
In fact, that is really the unfortunate travesty.
You know, what will be told? Let me complete my point. That, okay, you came into film industry, so you have to face it. You have to be subjectified to this. Don't you know that film industry is a dirty place? Fine, if you...
Okay, we seem to have lost that audio line with Sanjana. We'll try and fix it. But Sanjana, I take your point, the larger point that you are making, that it's normalized to a great extent when it comes to the film industry. Let's please fix Sanjana's audio line there. But meanwhile, Annie Raja, you heard it from Sanjana there. The Kerala government owes it to these survivors, owes it to these women actors who have shown this kind of exemplary courage in talking about what they went through. How would you respond to these allegations of a potential cover-up of the investigation?
Not justifying the delay of releasing the report. I am not at all justifying the delay in releasing the report. But you are repeatedly saying the courage, exemplary courage shown by these women to speak up. That courage has come when the report was released, even before the, constituting the special investigation team. Only by releasing the report, these women have got so much courage. That is why my party and my organization, the National Federation of Indian Women, is saying that. All those who are accused in this case, they all should be removed. All those who are in the power and position, they should be removed so that
including
a confidence
including
can
MLA
be created.
Mukesh? Confidence. Including Mukesh?
Pardon? Yes, of course. That's what we demanded. Because, you see, when the accused person is sitting in the power and position,
yes,
and the same government is enduring about all these violations and all these complaints,
yes,
then you cannot give a confidence to the complainant.
Absolutely.
That the
okay,
the
so you are saying all those accused
is,
must step down. I'm afraid
let
I'm running
finish
out of time
let
on the
finish
debate. So quick,
let
quick.
Me finish. The process is free and fair. That is why we are asking the government to see that he is
So you are assuring everybody out there that the process is free and fair. Shama Mohammed and Tom Vadkan, quick comments from you on the political complicity in this, because this is something that we've seen across industries, as these powerful men in powerful positions are very often backed by politicians. Shama Mohammed, to you first.
Yeah, so I think the actress talked about laws. We don't need laws. We have enough laws. It is about convictions, and it is about changing the mindset of men. And very important that we don't see people like Gurmeet Ram Rahim getting paroled multiple times. What is the message you're giving these rapists? We need support of the Prime Minister in a case like Brijbhushan Sharan Singh, where the Prime Minister was mourned. Manipur, yes. He has not visited. So what we need to show to the as the Prime Minister of this country, that you have to stand with women. We have enough laws. We have the Nirbhaya Act. We have enough. But how do we enforce these laws? That is most important. Convictions. Changing the mindset of men, that is very important. And in this particular case, see to it, whoever is guilty, whoever is involved, should be punished. And there are also those who are not guilty here.
Yes.
And see to it that they also are not, you know, nobody
okay.
is
so
punished.
You made a very important point there, Shama Mohammed. In fact, that the messaging on women's safety needs to be stronger. Tom Vatican, 30 seconds to you, and then I'll give the last word to Sanjana.
I agree that there has to be conviction, but conviction follows. First, it must be investigation. If the government of the day waters down investigation, you will never get a conviction. The court has the evidence in front of itself, the court, and it's on that basis conviction happens. If the investigation is watered down by the powers that are, you have a situation which neither the judges can be blamed nor anybody.
Okay.
The laws do exist. And let me tell you something. Mr. Mukesh must go.
Yes.
We have made that demand and we will continue to make that demand.
Okay.
There's no questions of a compromise there.
Mukesh must go. Sanjana, the last word to you, quickly.
This is not a problem just of the Malayalam film industry. This is a problem in the entire nation, in any or every place, in any or every industry. We need time-bound laws. If there's a crime that happens, it needs to be put a full stop in a week or 10. We need in a day, in 7 days or in 10 days, we need the accused to be hung to death for something like rape. We need something. We need a very aggressive law which has to be time-bound and which has to be within days. In Saudi Arabia, women get their justice in 3 to 5 days. Are they not human beings? Are we not human beings? What do we have? What do we not have that Saudi Arabia has? We all have all the technology. We have all the forensic equipment to find out if the rapist is really the rapist or not the rapist. We need him to be hung within weeks after this has happened. We don't want the death of the complainant to happen again and again for 5 years, for 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years, going and fighting in the court and just telling that, yes, I was raped, give me justice. I was raped,
yes.
give me justice.
Because ultimately, justice delay is justice denied. And that's a very important point you're making, that we need time-bound investigations.
A death to go and revisit this particular
yes,
topic. To
absolutely. I'm afraid I'm completely running out of time. But thanks all very much for being with us on the show. This evening, of course, this will be one of our top focus stories on NDTV, given the fact that the rot clearly runs deep when it comes to the Mollywood sexual assault case. And of course, a focus very much on making sure that justice is given to all these survivors.